Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, let's go out to the aforementioned Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland sports beat reporter, brought to you courtesy of Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, how are we doing?
I'm good. It's good I took a nap.
Yeah.
It's an early morning.
That is good. Yeah, definitely had your work cut out for you today. So it was nice that we got a little bit of rest in. That's nice.
It is the bye week, and I thank the Browns for the extra time off.
Well, Daryl, you got plenty of it. I can't lie. Because we listened to Kevin address the media yesterday, as well as Joel Bitonio and Alex Wright addressing the media. But aside from that, nobody's talking this week. Not a single soul during the bye week.
Nope.
And
they're not.
That includes Andrew Berry, who typically does talk during these times. I mean, how abnormal is that for you, Andrew Berry specifically, not to be talking in this moment?
First time in my career the GM does not talk during the bye week that I can remember. And we've had so many regimes, it's hard to keep them all straight. But it is very rare for the top football executive to go radio silent during the season like this. And quite frankly, from what I was told today, Browns don't see really any advantage to putting Berry out there. When he does talk, he's accused of not saying anything, which is true because Andrew keeps things close to the vest and does not really peel back the curtain much. And so they certainly don't want that criticism of, holding the media availability and being accused of not answering questions. And then also at the same time, really not wanting to, put him out there. Not every GM in the NFL talks during the bye week, and so the Browns are switching it up this year and joining those ranks, despite the fact that they're 2-6. The GM's responsible for this dumpster fire and is leaving Kevin Stefanski hanging out to dry because Stefanski's the one that has to answer all the personnel questions that Berry, happened to make the moves on, not only during the offseason, but this season. So, you're not going to hear from anyone, and they'll go back to business of doing whatever it is they do out there starting on Monday.
Daryl, I just find it so weird not to address the media in that spot. Like, obviously, there's going to be backlash and criticism on this year, and he's going to be faced with some hard questions. But like you said, he sidesteps most of them anyway, the way that the Browns typically do. And It's not like Andrew Berry is probably the person who's coming under the most scrutiny this year compared to him or Stefanski. I feel like that would land with Stefanski given the success of the rookie class, given the fact that you've had two trades and people might be mad about Joe Flacco, certainly not mad about bringing in Tyson Campbell at this point.
Well, I continue to question the culture they have in that building. To me, good leadership would be the GM coming out and taking the heat off the head coach a little bit. Explaining some things. But on the other side, what's he supposed to say? Is he supposed to say that the tackle situation that he failed to fortify, those guys can't play? Is he supposed to, criticize those guys in the middle of a season? Is he supposed to acknowledge that Dylan Gabriel does not look like an NFL starting caliber quarterback? So from that standpoint, I guess I get it. But also at the same time, I feel like the organization should be accountable to their fans, especially fans that you're going to be asking to fork over thousands and in some cases tens of thousands of dollars for seats in your brand new Barndominium that's going to open in about 4.5 years or so. So, and you continue to field an unworthy product of their attention, their investment in. And so that's the problem that I have. This isn't about me. Andrew Berry, and I said this on the morning show today when I was in with Andy Baskin for Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, who will be back tomorrow. Look, this isn't about me. Andrew Berry does not owe me anything, and I don't expect him to owe me anything. Kevin Stefanski, frankly, doesn't owe me anything, okay? This isn't about me. This isn't about, oh, Daryl's crying because he, you know, can't pick apart things that Berry has to say or he can't ask questions that need to be asked. No. For me, this is about the fans. Part of my job is to, you know, get the fans information and provide them with that information. And when the GM of the team, who has constructed just one of the most god-awful offenses in recent memory, going back to the 2000, 99, 2011, as well as the 4-44 Browns teams, I just feel like you should be front and center to answer questions. When you trade the starting quarterback, who was not playing well here, acknowledge that, of course. Joe did not play well in his starts here. But he goes to Cincinnati, and he doesn't look like he's washed up all of a sudden, which to me is another indictment of the Cleveland Browns. You've got the worst wide receiver room in the National Football League, all brought in by Andrew Berry. Can't blame a single GM other than Andrew Berry for this wide receiver room. He brought in every single one of those guys, okay? And Mark Schlereth is on Fox during a game calling him a bunch of little dudes. Those aren't my words. That is a well-respected national analyst and former player making fun of the Browns wide receiver corps in the middle of a football game because they're that bad, okay? Dylan Gabriel is that bad, and he has not gotten better. He has regressed. I've seen some analytical statistics. I believe it's John Costco on X who put him out there. He has regressed from his first start to the most recent start in New England. Okay, that's not how this movie is supposed to go. And we've mentioned the offensive line, and you can't run the ball not because Quinshon Judkins or Jerome Ford or Dylan Sampson are inadequate, but it's because teams can play basic defense against you. Joel Bitonio mentioned this on Zoom on Monday, and I thought it was a pretty damning comment, not intentionally by Joel, but when he's like, yeah, they were playing basic defense, and, well, it kind of really made it hard to run the ball when you can't throw it down the field. Defenses have no respect for this offense. So that's Andrew Berry's fault for the crappy personnel he's given Kevin Stefanski to work with, and it's Kevin Stefanski's fault for not being able to find a way to better work with the crappy personnel that his GM has given him.
And again, Daryl Ryder with us here. Daryl, you mentioned, obviously, Dylan Gabriel struggling. Have you seen enough of him already at this point?
Yeah, I'm done with Dylan. Nothing personal against the kid. He's a wonderful kid. I know people think I got some personal hate agenda. No, I just think he sucks as a quarterback. And by the way, I was right, okay? He was awful in training camp. He's awful on the field playing games now, okay? I've learned all I need to learn. He can't play at this level. He's too small. He can't see anything. He can't throw. His accuracy stinks. He certainly can't read a defense. Certainly, you know, all these things that they told us were great about him, I've seen none of it. So I'm good. I'm good. Now, in fairness to him, putting in Shedeur Sanders doesn't make it better, but it might make it better, more entertaining for us because, well, everyone wants to talk about Shedeur, and at least there's the entertainment value of that with the season circling the drain.
Daryl, then, would you put it more on Dylan himself for the lack of success? Or I guess, how much does Kevin Stefanski deserve in that blame for Dylan not succeeding right now?
No, I blame Andrew Berry. Andrew Berry's the one that used the top 100 pick on him. Andrew Berry is the one that had put no tools around there on that offense that's worth a damn. No, this is all on Andrew Berry. I don't know how you could set up a young quarterback to fail better than how Andrew Berry has. The offensive line is beat up and old, not deep enough. None of the wide receivers are big enough to go get footballs. He's not big enough to see where he's throwing the ball or where he needs to throw the ball. Like the whole thing's a dumpster fire. So it is a collection of responsibility that needs to be borne here for this being so inexcusably awful to watch. And again, it's bad enough that Dylan Gabriel isn't good to begin with, but when you basically set him up to fail under the guise of, well, you know, we want to see the guy develop. How are you developing a kid through failure and ineptitude and incompetence around him? How does that develop a young quarterback? It doesn't. And it's going to be the same thing with Shador. If people think it would come in, Shador's going to save the season, or Shador's going to, you know, be lighting it up, I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't, because the supporting cast stinks. It's bad. They got the worst wide receiver room in the National Football League. The worst. And Andrew Berry brought all these guys in.
So, Daryl, I guess, looking back at Andrew Berry's draft class, and obviously we've mentioned the positives it throughout the season so far, does he deserve more blame than that? Looking at, you have what's all in front of you, everything you just laid out, and the fact that you still decided to go out and
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Take two quarterbacks?
Well, you drafted two quarterbacks, you drafted two running backs, no offensive linemen, right? And all these guys are free agents next year, too. So you get to not only find a quarterback, but you got to rebuild your offensive line in an offseason. That'll be fun. I don't think Andrew Berry's getting nearly enough heat for this situation. You know, Kevin Stefanski, is the one taking. I think Andrew Berry deserves a tremendous amount of heat for this. And oh yeah, he's just not available to talk because the organization doesn't feel that they really have to explain themselves.
All right, Daryl, looking at the game from Sunday, obviously we see Miles go out and have a historic performance, puts up 5 sacks. Is there a part of you that looks at that game and just feels bad for Miles in the situation the way it is right now?
No.
No? Why not?
No, because he not dumb. Did he honestly think that this was going to be any better this year? Like, really?
I mean, Daryl, I think there's a fair point of us all looking at it and going, we knew the offense was going to be bad. I don't know that anybody expected it to be as bad as it is right now.
Well, there's that component, but really, he's been here since 2017. He knows how this franchise works, and it's not well, and it's not a winning franchise, and it's a terrible culture. All things that he called out during Super Bowl week. So he thought a $40 million a year contract was going to magically change all that? So no, from a professional competitor standpoint, do I feel bad that he's having to endure what Joe Thomas endured? Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah, losing's not fun. But no, he should have stuck to his guns and forced the Browns' hand. If anything, held out in training camp and not shown up and, paid the fine, whatever. He should have forced his way out of town. He should have followed through with that. The Browns should have traded him. Extending him was a gross dereliction of duty on Andrew Berry's part. But what the Browns always do is throw money at their problems. They think they can buy their way out of their problems. Okay? They've bought their way out of bad regimes. They bought their way out of Deshaun Watson telling them no thanks at first. They've bought their way out of Myles Garrett just ripping a new one in front of every camera and microphone he could find at the Super Bowl. Okay? They've tried to buy their way out of losing. You're talking the last 2 years, nearly $650 million spent on payroll. They have five wins to show for that. They don't, they're spending more than $100 million per win. Okay? Where's the accountability for wasting the owner's money? Right?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it's pretty far away.
And again, listen, I'm all for spending Jimmy Haslam's money, and I certainly respect his commitment to spending it. Okay, but I just at some point, yeah, there needs to be a return on that investment, Andrew Berry. Okay, there is no excuses. Oh, you want the Fields to be available late in the season and not frozen sheets of ice? Sure, here's a couple $1 million to redo the Fields. Oh, we need better therapy area and player facilities. Okay, here's more millions of dollars. Let's go ahead and get that taken care of. Oh, you need the players are demanding a weight room virtual reality and things like that or AI and all that's becoming a technological. Okay, fine. Here's more millions of dollars to build those spaces. Like, Jimmy Haslam does not say no. And it's not Jimmy Haslam, it's the Haslam Sports Group. Obviously, Jimmy's kind of the face of it. But, like, the Haslams don't say no when it comes to spending money to give the football operations the tools they need to be successful. And at some point, there needs to be a return on that investment. And I think that's completely fair that Jimmy Haslam expects that. Now, at the same time, he's kind of taken part of the culpability, and I think there's a guilt complex built in there because of his role in the whole Deshaun Watson mess, right? But you mean to tell me Andrew Berry couldn't do a better job general managing this team the last couple of years to make them more competitive than they've been? Really? I'll be honest with you. It wasn't the Deshaun Watson trade and contract that sunk the 4-44 rebuild plan. It was John Dorsey hiring Freddie Kitchens, because if John Dorsey hires someone more competent than Freddie Kitchens, he's probably still here. And oh yeah, there's probably better football players on this team today, or more of the better football players on this team today. So that is the original sin in the post-rebuild contention window, is that John Dorsey picked the wrong head coach, got himself fired, and here you are. You got one playoff win coming off of 4-44, and yeah, you're now 4-21, I believe, in the last 25 games dating to last season, and in only four of those games have you scored more than 20 points.
Not great. Daryl Ryder with us here for just a couple more minutes. Daryl, you've seen a lot of people throw out there, and I know it's going to take, it would take cap gymnastics beyond belief. Is there a legitimate possibility that Miles being traded would still be on the table?
He has a no trade clause at his request. So the only way those wheels get put into motion is if Miles storms into Andrew Berry's office and said, I changed my mind, get me out of here. That's number one. Number two, yeah, there's a tremendous amount of cap gymnastics that would have to be executed to even move him. that again goes back to my earlier point. Would have been a lot easier to move him if you didn't give him the contract extension.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Daryl, we got about 45 seconds. We had talked earlier on, obviously before this week, and had talked about whether or not, the Browns are quote-unquote buyers. Are they still in that same boat? Would they still be considered closer to buyers than sellers right now at the deadline?
Well, I do feel like the players in the final year of their contracts, it would make sense to move some of those guys if you can get a player that can help you now as well as in the future. Listen. I'll give Berry credit. He's executed some really good trades, the most recent being the Greg Newsome trade. Tyson Campbell's been fantastic. And to me, that is the type of trade that I hope Andrew Berry, if in fact the Browns get in the trade market here in the next couple of days, that's the type of trade that I hope he executes, where he can bring in, he can move pieces, not for draft picks, but for players that can come in and help this football team and fill some of these holes on this roster that they have. Because I think they got enough draft picks right now. Draft pick asset is not an issue right now, okay? It's they need players. So that's what I hope Berry does is, you know, he tries to make another Tyson Campbell type of trade with maybe some of these guys with those expiring contracts like he did Greg Newsome.
Daryl, as always, we appreciate the time and your comments. And, well, I would say enjoy the rest of whatever happens for the Browns this week, but it feels like nothing.
Well, no, I'm going to enjoy the nothing that's going to happen. You have no idea how much I'm going to enjoy the nothing that's going to happen the rest of the week. It's going to be glorious.
Well, enjoy your partial vacation from sadness, Daryl. We appreciate you.
You bet.
Daryl Ryder, our Cleveland Sports Beat reporter with us there, courtesy of Shabin Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. We react to what Daryl had to say as well. Is Andrew Berry just making this all worse for himself? 216-474-0092. We get into it in 5 minutes, but first, let's get to a Michael 2020.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.